أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فليقاتل في سبيل الله الذين يشرون الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained about the munafiqeen that they were just behind dunya and just the spoils of war. They had no idea of pleasing Allah Ta'ala and fighting for deen. And so when the Muslims won some battle, then they would wish that only if we could have been worth, and we should also get the spoils of war. And if the Muslims were on the losing side, then they should be happy, lucky, very good we were not with the Muslims. Otherwise we should also have suffered losses. So Allah Ta'ala says, for the believers, they must not worry about all that. Their attitude should be, فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They should fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And they are those people, أَلَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ, who sell this dunya's life for the akhirat. Not them who sell akhirat for dunya's life. Those are the munafiqeen. But believers are those that sell their dunya's life, the things of this dunya, they give it all up for the sake of akhirat. And for these people who do that, وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, or جو کوئی لَرَي اللَّهِ کے راہ میں, any person who fights in the path of Allah with sincerity for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, فَيُقْتَلْ پھر مارا جاوے, and then he becomes shaheed in the battle. Or yaghlib, ya ghalib huwe, or they win in the battle. فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, تو ہم دیں گے اس کو برا ثواب. For such people, soon we will give them a great reward. That is, they fight and they make jihad for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So if they are just winners both ways. If they become shaheed, then they get great rewards by Allah in the akhirat. And if they win the battle, then also they get great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Plus in this dunya, they get the spoils and booty of the war. So Allah Ta'ala says, besides that, there is another reason why the believers should be fighting in the path of Allah. And that is, at the time when this ayat was revealed, that there were many Muslims who were still captives in Makkah Sharif, and they were being tortured and they suffered greatly. So to relieve them and to have them released, for that reason also, the Muslims should be fighting in the path of Allah. Presently also, Muslims are suffering so many places in the world. So Muslims should, the least we can do is to make dua for all the Muslims who are in difficulty. And especially because for the sake of deen, they are in difficulty. It is our compulsory duty that we make dua for them. And if the situation arises that we can make jihad, we should take part in the jihad. So Allah says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, اور تم کو کیا ہوا کہ نہیں لڑتے اللہ کے راہ میں. And what has happened to you that you are not fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala, when the present condition at that time when this ayat was revealed was such, وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ, اور ان کے واسطے جو مغلوب ہے, مرد اور عورتیں اور بچے. When the man, woman and children are overpowered and they are suffering in Makkah Sharif, they were very few in number, and the kuffar tortured them and made them suffer, the man also, the woman also, the children also. And these people were such that they are suffering there in Makkah, and they were making this dua, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا, کہتے اے رب ہمارے, نکال ہم کو اس بستی سے کہ ظالم ہے یہاں کے لوگ. Oh Allah, take us out from the city, for in the city where the people are making so much of zulm on us, and just because we prefer to worship Allah as one Allah and in the way that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is taught, the people became their worst enemies and caused them great injury and great torture. وَجْعَلَّنَا مِن لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا, اور کر دے ہمارے واسطے اپنے پاس سے کوئی حمایتی. And oh Allah, give us somebody who will help us. Allah answered their call, and Allah made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to conquer Makkah Sharif, and then they were all released and relieved of all this torture and punishment they were going through. وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. Or kar de hamari waaste apne paas se madadgar. And oh Allah, give us somebody that will help us. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam appointed one of the Sahaba as the governors over Makkah, and then he saw to all the deeds, got them all properly released, etc. So for these reasons also, it is necessary for the Muslims to fight in the path of Allah. Wherever they are in the world, there are Muslims who are suffering. And we should at least think, are we even making dua for all the suffering Muslims? In Saudi, how many great ulama are in prisons who are being tortured just because they speak the truth? Do we ever make dua for those people that Ya Allah relieve them, release them from there? And many other places also, Muslims are being tortured just because they want to stay on deen. And the least we can do is make dua. And if Allah brings the day about that we can take part in jihad and relieve them, it is our bounded duty we should do that. May Allah give us all tawfiq.